As I sat in my window last evening, the letterman brought it to me. A little gilt-edged invitation saying, "Gil Hooley, come over for tea." I knew that the Fogartys sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake.
There were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache that could kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use. They worked on it over an hour, but they couldn't get none of it loose. Till Murphy came in with a hatchet, and Kelly came in with a saw. That cake was enough by the powers above for to paralyze any man's jaw.
There were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomachache that could kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, 'cause he tripped over Callahan's brogans, and he spilled the home brew in her tay. "Ay, Gil Hooley," she says, "you're not eating. Try a little bit more for me sake." "Why, no, Miss Fogarty," says I, "for I've had quite enough of your cake."
There were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomachache that could kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Mulrooney was took with the colic, O'Donnell's a pain in his head. McNaughton lay down on the sofa, and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, and there she did quiver and shake. And everyone swore they were poisoned just from eating Miss Fogarty's cake.
There were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomachache that could kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. That could kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.